attention. At that time, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered him and said, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, thou believe. Greater things than this shalt thou see." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you shall see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." For the words of my God, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, let's meditate upon this votive mass of the holy angels to draw some teaching. First, let's remember that the angels were the first creatures, and those are nine choirs surrounding the heaven and the throne of God. And they are pure spirits with an intellect which they know perfectly. Whatever they know, they know it at once. And angels, they don't have reasoning, so they don't have a process like us. They know at once by infused knowledge. So the angels are in adoration of God in heaven. He has perfections, His presence. So those pure spirits are our helpers. They are at Mass at this moment, millions of them at this moment attending Mass, serving God wherever He is. And the Queen of Angels also. So each one of us has an angel, and we priests, we have at least two angels. But it's good to remember, because the angels were given to us by God to inspire and to protect and to be as messenger and to report to God and the good things that we do, and also to bring to us the messages, inspiration from God, the Holy Ghost. So they are our friends, our protectors. So this is important. Also, because when a new foundation starts, God always assigns also a new angel to the monastery, to the convent. Besides the angel we have in our life as a companion, so we have also an angel for the monastery, another for the convent, another for this city, this district, and for the country also. But it's important, because there are millions, and they surpasses by two-thirds, against one-third of demons who fall down, the fallen angels. So there's no reason why to fear devils at all. Because, for example, one angel has, because the grace of God, because the power of God, is more powerful. One guardian angel is more powerful than all the devils together. So it suffices for us to call upon our guardian angel to be assisted, to be called upon the angel of the monastery, the convent, to be assisted by them. It's a good reminder, because the monastic life is the life of an angel's life. So we are supposed to be imitating the angels. So what the angels are doing? Basically contemplation. Is it the most important activity of the religious? By contemplating who God is, and the love of God, His attributes, His glory, His kingdom. So this is why we are engaged in contemplation. So it's very important. You notice our Lord told Nathanael, which is according to tradition, Saint Bartholomew, the Apostle Saint Bartholomew, Bartholomew's, that he said, I saw you before. He said, I saw when you were under the fig tree. So as God, you know, he, in His spirit, in His power, God who sees all things, He was contemplating Nathanael. Only God can do that. God who knows all things, only can see everything, all things. This is the the principle of contemplation. Saint Benedict says that religious, we are supposed to be living in the presence of God the whole time. So means that we must remember that God is looking at us, that He's present, that He's infinitely good, He has goodness in infinite manner, His power, His dignity is infinite, present to us, and we are just His children, weak and worthless and useless. But with God, we are all things with Him. So this is why we are obliged to be in contemplation. Contemplation is precisely to use all our powers, our energies, through the faith, to understand, contemplate with the wisdom of the Holy Ghost, the understanding of the Holy Ghost, and the gift of knowledge. We analyze, we contemplate, we deepen into the mysteries of our holy religion in such a way that the body we have to punish, to restrain, to discipline, so the body will be not an obstacle for contemplation. This is why the highest the contemplation is, the highest the religious is brought by the Holy Ghost in contemplation, the less the body is an obstacle. For example, the highest degree of contemplation, the senses, the memory, the imagination, the sense of time, even the sense of being on the ground and disappear. You know? The sense of, so the person is completely absorbed in God, in His wisdom, in His infused knowledge. So the body is detached from, well, the greater, the more often the body, the soul is detached from the body, so from the needs of the body, from the wantings of the body, from the inclinations of the body, the greater will be our prayer. This is why you notice religious, we pray at morning, the most important prayers. We give the best of God in the midst of silence, starting by darkness, matins, because we want to give God the best when the world is still sleeping. So we want, we're also fasting at the beginning of the day, because we want to get rid of the body, so that the soul will cling to contemplation easier, better. So this is one of the principles of contemplation. This is why we have to follow the rules of the choir very strictly, because the body always tries to walk around or walk away the discipline to please itself, and it's an obstacle for the body in that regard. This is why we have to aim to contemplation, but following the first steps, which is the divine office, which is the prayer of Christ, Christ praying through us. So is it the prayers of the Holy Ghost inspired by God Himself? The most perfect prayers. So we fill up our mind with the soul of Christ, this liturgy. The liturgy is the soul of Christ. The Holy Ghost is speaking, and our Lord praying and allowing His Father to the Holy Ghost. It's the highest prayer, the divine office. The preparation for Mass. Also the preparation for contemplation. This is why the religious we have mental prayer after the divine office. So that we may contemplate all the perfect prayers of the Holy Ghost praying through us, our Lord through us, to His Father. So this is why in silence we have these prayers, these contemplations. When the body is still strong, but is still a subject to discipline, and is not rebellious, doesn't go around, doesn't want to go out, doesn't want to watch things or look at books which are not allowed at that moment, doesn't want to think about the world or the worries of the future or that day. The imagination and the memory and the senses are shut down. It's no time to sleep, it's no time to eat, it's no time to talk, it's no time to rest, it's no time to take it easy, no, it's time to pray. So all this environment in religious life is precisely what helps to contemplate. So remember, so the first stage is mental prayer, when it says a divine office with vocal prayer together with the Holy Rosary. That leads to meditation. We should try to always to meditate what we read, what we hear, what we understand about the divine office, the Lectio Divina. And we try to move on with after meditation, meditating upon these realities. We should try to go higher with prayer of the heart. For the whole time, try to do ejaculatory prayers to God. Alternating with meditation, alternating with vocal prayer, alternating in mental prayer, and also ejaculatory prayers, which is the prayer of the heart. So it has to be, is the trampoline, is the jumping from meditation to contemplation, is vocal prayer, and also the prayer of the heart. It's what disposes the soul to contemplate. Because we want to be attached to our Lord, we want to be clean to our Lord, trying to do the effort by meditating, vocal prayer, but especially by the prayer of the heart. We try to reach God the whole time during the prayer. And it's when we receive the reward from the Holy Ghost, after we try to contemplate, from receiving infused knowledge. So the Holy Ghost starts giving us infused knowledge of realities which deepen through the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the subject matter that we are meditating, or the Holy Ghost wants to us to meditate. It's why we don't force, during the mental prayer, we don't force the Holy Ghost. We try to contemplate whatever He's placing in our mind, or whatever we have read, or whatever we have prayed the day before, or the few moments before. Because remember, prayer is the Holy Ghost in us praying praying in the bosom of the Holy Trinity. It was St. Paul says, the Holy Ghost prays in us, but in an inspicable manner. No, it's often very, very deep. So God prays in us. This is why we are temples of the Holy Ghost, of the Most Holy Trinity. So we are just contemplating this action of the Most Holy Trinity in our souls, in the monastic life. We are instruments of this love of God. So we will understand more and more as time passes by. But the principle is, we must make the effort to contemplate like the angels, and not to allow the body to be distracted. It's an effort, constant effort, against the imagination, against the memory, against the senses, against hunger, against a slippery attitude, against bad mood, against sickness, even. Even if we are sick, we have to come to divine office, we have to come to prayer. Unless really something very bad that the superior allows the religious to go down to bed, no? For sickness. But we always should try to pray and to come to office and to the morning schedule. So this is one of the rules of monastic life, the most beautiful rules. Don't forget that we are contemplatives. And this, I will tell you something else to close the sermon, which is very beautiful. So even the pagans like Aristotle and Plato, the philosophers, or the Greek philosophers, they say that the highest activity of man on earth, even in the natural level, is contemplation. So because the highest faculty of man is intelligence, and the highest object on earth is God. So to contemplate God, even natural speaking, is contemplation. It is why Aristotle says that because it's the highest activity, it's the most important activity of man, contemplation, everybody should support contemplatives. So everybody should be benefactors to the contemplatives, because from the contemplatives comes precisely the wisdom and natural level, even. But at a supernatural level comes grace, the union with God or the Catholic Church. This is why Aristotle says the whole world, all those who are dedicated in active work, working to in the fields to fabricate and to provide supplies for the world, they work mainly for the contemplatives, is what he says. And St. Thomas Aquinas supports this view. So everything works especially for the religious. I will say it's the highest dignity, the highest office, the highest state of life from the divine point of view, and also from the human point of view. This is why everybody should be working around a monastery and convent. Everybody should be working around to foster and to help out and to allow religious to exist and to booster their vocations. So everybody, religious and priests and bishops, everybody should be focused as a main priority towards religious and monks and nuns. Once we have that, we have the rest. We will be priests, sacraments, and we will have a holiness, sanctification of souls, good families, good schools, eventually good countries and good laws and the rest. But everything comes from the disunion with God, which is provided by the religious, with the contemplatives. But the highest state of life. This is why anyone in the world, every Catholic in the world should be aiming to participate somehow in the religious life by praying by them, by providing vocations, by helping vocations, by putting obstacles to the vocations, by being worried as the first priority to be working for, towards, in this world, for the restoration of the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this is why it's so high our calling, and we must do all the efforts that we may be really contemplative souls. This is why you know that we are in this environment, which is perfect for this life. Outside the world, far from the world, to engage in silence with God in contemplation in His presence. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.